meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Nick and Josh are both here from Queens of the Stone Age. And as Ann, producer Ann, very astutely points out, they've not been here in almost 2 years. It'll be 4 days. 4 days from now, it'll be 2 years exactly.
We were going to wait and come on our anniversary, but we just couldn't.
Producer Ann's head would have exploded.
She was tingling, such as it was. She didn't just point it out. She was sort of quivering.
Ann and I, we're all watching the new video from Queens of the Stone Age, which is a very interesting, well done, and good video. They got a deer driving a car and running everyone over. And it's I know how hard it is to pull stuff off. Like, you have these ideas where you go, oh, it's great. The deer slides across the hood like Starsky and Hutch and then dives behind the wheel. We show the paw, pull it into drive. It all looks great when it's on the page. But then when you try to get it done, especially if there's any kind of budget at all.
Yeah, and you can't have any like idea of it in your head because you know it won't be that either, you know.
Right. It's really a lot like dating off the Internet. Whatever's in your head is not what's at the front door.
Have you ever dated off the Internet?
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
but what's in my head doesn't even represent what's in the heads of people that date off the Internet. It's that bad.
Right.
But we're watching the video, and Anne is going, don't you dig this song, and don't you like this video? And then she goes, and then she hushes her voice a little, and she goes, they were here 4 days from now. It'll be 2 years exactly. And I think for a minute, and the way she said it, I'm starting to think, let's see, what, September 11th?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's something.
Yeah.
There's something going on. There's something creepy, creepy earmark in on the calendar. But no, just 4 days. I said, well, and if it was the day, that would be weird. And if it was 1 day away, we should have this conversation. And 2 days even garners or merits even a very brief conversation. But 4 days, I don't know. I think that's where I draw the line.
So we're wasting our time completely.
No. Ann was.
Ann was. You guys.
Ann went on to point out about how great it must be to go through life getting excited about things like that, which made her feel infinitely better.
I didn't mean it in a bad way. I'm jealous. I wish I could get whipped up about 4 days off of 2 days anniversaries.
Oh, my God. Somebody hold the phones. I can't believe that.
All right, a little violent J for you Insane Clown Posse fans. The new CD, which is comes out today, is called Songs for the Deaf, and we're going to hear something off of that in the first hour, and we'll hear something off in the second hour. And what else? I got some tour dates. They're going to be on Letterman on the 4th of September, yes?
Yeah, on the 4th.
We're going to be on Loveline 4 days from today.
Oh, yeah, for your two-year anniversary.
It'll be a two-year anniversary.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We're here on Loveline to plug our Loveline showing 4 days from now.
Drew, don't let me wear this shirt, okay? It'll be humiliating if the guys see me wearing the same outfit
twice.
I'll
be disappointed if you don't.
Well, not to bring this up, but I saw you a couple days ago with that shirt on.
No way.
Okay, I'm lying. It's
yeah,
cool.
Drew, you've never seen this shirt before, have you?
Do you own another shirt?
No, yes, I do.
Not with a collar.
All right.
No way.
All right. I like the way it hangs. Jay?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right.
He's an idiot.
We're here on Loveline to plug our Loveline.
All right.
Jay?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Go right on.
Hi.
Adam...
Listen, here's the whole thing. I can handle jackasses in the 11 o'clock hour, but I got to get out of the gate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think that was a good start. I think we're off and running with some good love advice.
I'll tell you, our callers are like, I mean, this happens every other show. You come out of the gate, the bell rings, you step on a rake. It hits you right in the nuts, and you buckle down and roll around in crap. That's how the show begins. That's what that was.
Yeah.
That was a rake handle right to the nards.
And he's 24.
Yeah, he's 24.
Yeah, that wasn't like a 12-year-old guy.
No.
Like, dude.
No, no, no. That's the beauty of
He's advanced
our
for a Loveline caller. That's
Yeah. He's father time. Roxy?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to know why when guys eat me out, I don't get off, and when girls do, you know, I get off.
Because guys aren't good at it at 15.
Yeah, I bet these guys are in their 30s. How old are these guys?
The last one was 18.
And lesbian.
What are they, Drew, please? What are they averaging? Are they older guys normally?
Well, I only had one guy do it.
How many girls have you had?
One.
One.
But right. It's usually like that when I dream. Like, when I dream, it's the only way I can get off. Like, it just seems more appealing to me.
All thinking right. About the ladies.
Maybe you are yeah. A lesbian.
Yeah, I think with those kind of numbers, you're definitely, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because you only had one representative from each sex go down on you. And you may have gotten, you know, the wrong one. But if you're dreaming about women, maybe you're into women. Is there a problem with that?
No, not really. I just like guys, like having sex with guys.
You like having sex with guys?
Yeah.
How many guys have you had sex with?
One, but still.
You know, you use this plural thing quite a bit.
Yeah, like guys.
Referring
guys.
To the singular. It's like, when guys go down, how come when guys go down on me, I can never, and when girls, one guy, one girl, and I really dig having sex with guys, one guy. Stop saying guys. So one time, right? And same guy that did both acts
yeah.
on you? All right.
Well, he's 50-50 then.
Right.
He's 18.
And he's good up top. He's just not good down below.
Roxy, you got a lot of stuff going on just besides, I suspect, who you're choosing to have sex with right now. So just kind of slow down. Take it easy. You know you're attracted to men. That's fine.
Guy.
Yeah.
A guy.
We know you're
to
attracted
guy.
To guy.
You're 15, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's enough.
Okay.
Don't go crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Where's Daddy?
In his room.
All right. Do you love him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you when you were 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
What? 4?
No, she didn't mean, he didn't mean love him.
No, I mean,
he's always been around. He's not been an alcoholic that right. abused you?
No.
Okay.
And Mom, where's she?
In her room.
And everything's good?
Yeah.
Same room?
No.
They're in different rooms.
Different rooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't want to talk about my mom until later, but she's got that going with my stepdad, too, and it's too creepy, and no one can ever talk about it. It's always weird, you know? Like, everyone's like, where's John? He's in his room. His study? No, his room.
Even for nighttime?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like in the jammy time?
Yeah, and, you know, when people, you know, guys are like, whoa, they don't sleep in the same bed. I'm like, shut up.
So it's kind of like I Love Lucy?
Don't you think it's kind of like I Love Lucy, except for
the wall
Lucy moved her bed into the living room.
So it's more like I kind of like Lucy.
Yeah, I'm like a Luke on Lucy. And so they sleep in separate rooms, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, it's because he snores and my mom can't take him.
That's what they all say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't drink, though, huh? Not drinking.
Yeah. He drinks occasionally, but he's not like an alcoholic.
Okay.
Why are you having sex with all these different people?
Why are you having sex with these two people?
I mean, what's going on? You're confused and you're sort of acting out a little bit.
I don't know why. I just like them.
Okay. You like attention. It's fine. Just slow it down a little and don't get pregnant, right?
Yeah. Ellen, Adam?
Yeah.
When I reconstruct my hymen, can you put me on my list?
On your list? Oh, yeah, I'll put you on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this whole list I'm putting together of women whose virginity I'm going to take on their 18th birthday. The problem is the vast majority of our callers aren't virgins, even the ones that are like 14 and 15 years old.
But nonetheless,
with modern medical techniques, we can reconstruct the hymen.
So
and
then there's a chance for me and Nick, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the B hymen schedule. That's a difference. Yeah, it's a different calendar.
The B hymen cannot be reconstructed. Man has not gone that far. Technology has not made that leap.
Behind the hymen?
Behind the hymen.
That's on VH1, right?
Richard.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yep.
You're in the Marines?
I enlisted.
Good times. What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew about Larium, anti-malaria drug.
Yeah.
And I read an article, and it speculates that it played a role in domestic killings and suicides.
Well, yeah, that was a report that came out. They're looking into that. And,
yeah, exactly.
And how long are you going to be on it for?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, it's something I prescribe commonly. Anytime people go into the Amazon area, certain parts of Africa, it's an anti-malarial drug. It's to prevent malaria. You take it once a week. And it's not as though everyone that takes mefloquine suddenly falls into a profound depression. This doesn't happen. And so they're wondering if this little cluster had something to do with that, but it's such an unusual side effect for that medication. They're doubting it, but they're going to look into it.
But what about all this Gulf War syndrome and all that?
They took a lot more than just larium. Larium, every seven-year-old lady that goes to Egypt takes, you know what I mean? It's a common medication.
All right.
Are there any alternatives? Medications?
There's chloroquine rather than mefloquine. And there are they're all sort of the same family of medicines, but you don't want to get malaria, believe me.
Oh, look, you probably get shot anyway your first day out, right? What are you worried about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Friendly fire?
Oh, yeah.
But the bullet could be covered with malaria.
Yeah.
Which would be awful.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, here's, I don't want to offend our fighting men, but as I've said many times, these guys are guys that aren't the brightest of the bunch, you know? They get out of high school, and it's like, either we're going to junior college, I'm going to work for my uncle's sofa factory, or I'm just going on the dole, I'm going to smoke weed, I'm going to stay at home. I mean, people who enlist...
It's a good way to get out of a small town.
Right. Yeah, it's like you get to see the world, three hots and a cot.
Meet new people and kill them.
Right. And maybe these people are people that have a slightly higher
risk
of depression, suicide, violence, things like that anyway.
Could be.
I would argue that group, rather than the group that headed off for Stanford and UCLA, probably had a higher incidence of suicides and violence and domestic violence and that kind of stuff anyway.
Could be.
Wouldn't you?
Could be.
All right, then you go out and you have some black guy with a shaved head scream at you for 6 months, and then you shoot a bunch of slope-eyed guys, and the next thing you know, you come home and you can't get a decent job, and then you kill yourself. Yeah, it's not the medication.
Well, I don't know. Are you saying that people from Stanford don't want to kill too?
They kill, but they kill not because they want to, because they have to. They're mercy killers. Right, Drew? You've worked with many mercy killers.
Sure.
Now, the Stanford killers either kill themselves by jumping off the bell tower because they got an A-minus on, like, a trig test, or they get up on the bell tower with the hunting gun and take out fellow students. You know, that's the Stanford move. Yeah. Right, Drew?
Yeah, that's it.
Did anybody kill themselves you went to college with? Was there any of that going on?
No. That all happened in high school.
That was high school?
Yeah.
Drew went to a very prestigious private school where there was...
Where they have suicide.
Yeah.
Where they have suicide.
Yeah.
I took that actually for midterms and for a semester.
Suicide?
Yeah, it was rough.
The final was hell.
I failed, and I'm still here.
The final was you lock yourself in a garage with a car running. Robert?
Mm-hmm.
You're 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good. Can you turn down whatever's going on in the background, please?
Yeah, I got to go to the spare bedroom.
All right.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you do with that spare bedroom?
people come over and sleep in it.
Nice.
Good times.
You're living large.
Yeah.
What's up?
My question's, me and my wife, we've been married under 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got together, she said that her bi days were over, and now she's hinting to having a threesome. And
her what days are over?
Bi days.
Her bi days.
Oh, I see. So she was bisexual for some time.
Yeah.
Right.
And now she's hinting that she wants to have a threesome.
Oh, man, is she a handful.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
How old is she?
You lucky bastard.
How old is she?
She's 21.
Was she sexually abused growing up?
I believe so.
Yeah, that would fit. And so you're going to have to be dealing with that, Robert. Don't let her act this stuff out.
Right.
This is not good.
Well, who abused her?
Past relationships.
No.
Boyfriends.
No, I mean...
We're going before that. We're going like family members. That
neighbors.
Kind of
clergy. No, nothing like that.
Yeah, something.
She's pretty on it, or she's been pretty open with me.
No, something. She had to have had some trauma.
Well, maybe she's bi. Maybe she's bi, Drew. Why?
That's fine, but why would she have insisted on a threesome then in a marital?
Well, my
she said bye-bye to bi when she got married.
Yeah, but can you just turn it on, turn it off? Like, click, 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 click.
Well, that's the point. Most people that have sexual identity issues have a lot of internal emotional chaos. And it's usually the result of some kind of sexual abuse.
All right. Well, do you know who she wants to bring into the bedroom?
This is the thing. We went out, like, Sunday. And we're sitting there at dinner, eating. And she goes, well, what about that girl? Just, you know, any girl that walked by. Well, what about her? What about her? I'm like,
She sounds like a guy.
Yeah.
Don't guys want to, how about her, how about her, how about her?
Right.
Yeah, but we know we can't. Women can actually go do it.
Right.
Like, we're like, guys are like, yeah, what about her? Yeah, great. Get the chloroform and the duct tape. Yeah. I'll start the van. It's cool.
The
fantastic.
Sedan.
Yeah. I mean, but women, especially attractive women who want to go out and do the threesome thing, can go out shopping. We always hear this story. I thought I'd take the guy, take my man to the club, and he says he likes her, so I go over and talk to her, and then the next thing you know, she's, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how long that would take you? You know, sending the guy out.
Oh, never happened.
Good evening, lady. You know, drink in the face. So, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any kids with her, do you?
No, not
yet. Okay. But don't do that for a little while, right?
Right. Well, the big thing is, if we do have the threesome, is the marriage going to be okay?
No.
No.
But it sounds like it's in trouble anyway.
Yeah, well, I think you should have a fivesome to try to sort this out.
It's probably safer than the threesome, really.
In fact, I'd recommend five partners all at once.
Oh, all right. So Drew concurs.
Okay.
So, Robert. Yeah, don't do this. She's trying to sabotage things.
Okay.
There's going to be trouble. And don't have any kids.
Okay.
Do not have kids until she sorts out whatever the source of all this chaos is.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, don't even have fish.
Or dog.
Yeah, can a woman give birth? Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
As
a pet.
No
as
pets.
A pet. As a pet.
Not fair to the pets.
Or right. Threesome.
Right.
You know, no fish or dog.
Right, no fish or dog threesomes.
Yeah.
Let's hear something from Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah? Anderson? Yeah, you guys cool with
that?
Yeah,
we concur.
You queued up there, Anderson? This one is off of Songs for the Deaf, which is out today, and it's called No One Knows.
No.
Queens of the Stone Age, everybody. Songs for the Deaf out as we speak. And let's go out and buy one of these CDs and keep our friends off the roof. not that they're going to commit suicide. Just they're going to do some patchwork.
Roofing will make you work hard, though. It'll make you play the rock.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Anything like, got to go back.
Anything, you know.
True. I mean, I always, well, I don't say flattering things about roofers, but roofers is, it's low even on the construction totem pole. Yeah, in the construction totem pole, it's the part that's in the ground already. Yeah. This is the part that's at the very base of the part that's in the ground.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough between, like, the drywallers and the roofers as to who's actually sunk lower in their life, but the roofers just... just brutal.
Yeah, they're just above the cleanup crew.
Just humping all that crap. Just getting it all up
these
there.
These guys did it in the desert.
Yeah.
These guys did it from Palm Springs. No. It couldn't. What gets worse? Nothing gets worse.
The surface of the sun or something.
I guess if a guy whipped you while you did it.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, that it's the lunchtime beatings that were uncomfortable, really, for me.
I mean, did you guys... But you couldn't work during the summer, could you? I mean, you'd have to off at noon and start at 4 in the morning.
Start early. You start really early and you're done by 3. And you eat, you know, I mean, from noon to 2 is the hottest time.
Oh.
And so that's when you just dance party on the roof.
Oh, man. So brutal. Brutal. Ugh. All right. Well, it's rock and roll now. It's all caviar,
yeah.
Cristal.
The roof is under us.
Beautiful women and... Yeah, the roof's behind you and under you, and it's a non-factor at this point. So, Queens of the Stone Age, take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Loveline after that. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Josh and Nick are both here from Queens of the Stone Age.
Hola.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I'm fighting a cold, Drew.
What was that?
That was like, it starts with like a clearing of throat and a belch and then like half a cough. And there's a little fart in there, too. Anthony, mm-hmm. You're 17. Mm-hmm. Sorry to bother you at home, but you understand. I mean, we have questions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's our question. What the hell did you call us about?
I have a, whenever my penis is hard, I see blue veins all around it.
Yeah, that would make it a penis.
Mm-hmm. But is that bad? Like, that it's showing?
No.
Anthony, you want any medication?
Not really.
Are you supposed to be taking medication?
Oh, no, I'm not on it.
You're okay?
Yeah.
All right. You smoke a lot of weed?
No. None. I don't smoke.
They have you in regular classes at school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe they should rethink that. But you see the blue veins around the penis, huh? Mm-hmm. That's good.
That means, yeah, that you're alive, basically.
Yeah, I would put a bun around that and some ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
And then, so I think that's the way to not see the veins.
Then spend from now until Christmas vacation trying to get to it with your mouth. That's
yoga.
Be Anthony, like, you're fine. You are fine.
Yeah.
Relax.
You're fine, Anthony. Woo.
Ow. Yeah, you're super fine. Blue veins.
The old Captain Blue Vein.
I wish I had a couple more in my in my penis.
Well, yeah. You can rent to own, you know, get a couple extra veins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Jay?
Yeah.
Hey.
Adam, Dr. Drew. There's this dude that I like. And I basically want to know, how do I come out to him? He lives in South Africa, actually. I met him there while I was on vacation. And now, you know, I'm out. I've come back to the city. And I know he has feelings for me.
How do you know that?
Well, he threw a hissy at...
A hissy fit, Anderson. You can't say hissy fit?
What's Anderson doing? Anderson, what did you do? Just cut him off? Or did he cut him off?
No, it's kind of, he didn't say hissy fit, Drew. Or I don't know. He didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Go listen to it again.
I just did. I cut it off.
He threw a hissy fit.
I'll throw him back on, but he didn't say hissy fit.
What do you think he said?
He said hissy yes.
He said hissy fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, hissy fit. And is he talking about a gay male throwing a hissy fit? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were leaving town.
Anderson, please replay that for the air. And yes, I agree if, you know, you say shiatsu massage enough times, there's going to be, you know, there can be a little mistake. But as long as you're trying to say something, you're cool, right?
I'm going to throw one right now, too.
A hissy fit?
A hissy, well, can I say that?
I don't know if Anderson will let us say hissy fit on the air.
That's not it. He said hissy ass. He's a gay guy who talks differently a little bit.
Listen, but Anderson, if you mispronounce something, does that make it a swear word?
If he says hissy sh, yeah.
I know, but I mean, if he really hits the S word at the end, now Anderson's going to now bleep himself like a retard, but do you ever think your career would come to that point where you're actually bleeping yourself, where it's now you're creating your own work? You're like a garbage man who dumps garbage on the ground, then picks it up, then throws it down again, then picks it up again. All right, so, Jay?
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so we were in martial arts class, and he got really upset because I was practicing with someone that I normally don't practice with.
I see.
All right, what's your question?
All right, what I want to know is basically, we're planning on going to England.
You and he?
And yeah. He wants to live there now. He wants to get the hell out of the godforsaken country.
What are you doing? Origami in the background? What's going on? I picture him like making animals out of balloons in the background.
You know what it sounds like.
Or you're not like rubbing one out or anything.
No.
Okay, good.
So what I want to know is how do I let him know that he's the one, basically, that I'm looking for, and that...
But you're going traveling with him, right?
Yeah, but...
You meet him in England.
During that trip, you have some romantic moments, and you'll let him know your feelings.
Yeah.
You're right, Adam?
All right.
I'm picturing the romantic moments, like him in a very sultry fashion opening his karate gi and raising one eyebrow, that saxophone kicking, him mispronouncing hissy fit and Anderson bleeping him from the next room. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Let me get a little picture, a little snapshot of your life, because I'm fascinated. Huh? Sure. What do you do for a living?
I work for a particular administration.
Ah, I see.
Oh, that clarifies.
Fascinating.
It. Administration.
That's cool. I'm a consultant.
It's all coming together. And obviously, you're making some money because you can afford to do this kind of traveling.
Yeah.
And you're in South Africa taking a karate class?
Well, I was living there too.
I see.
For about 3 years.
Okay. All right.
And and I met this guy.
Okay.
Okay. Can you just clarify for us what kind of business we're talking about? Administration just describes a function.
Karate administration?
Type of business.
Media
business, clothing business, government.
Computers.
All right, Jay.
That's it.
So you meet this guy in England and have a jolly good time.
All right.
Have you had sex with him?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Just let him know when you get over.
You sure this guy's into you? You've never had any physical contact with him?
He's into me, definitely. But
have you ever gotten into him?
Yeah, I mean, you guys were together in South Africa and nothing happened.
Yeah, but that's because I was moving around a lot. I was checking out the countryside.
Oh, I thought you meant struggling. Hold still. You were checking out the country.
Yeah.
I see. But still, yet, if there was love, you'd think you guys would have gotten together a little bit, right?
We were there
right?
for a long time.
How long were you in South Africa for?
3 years, he said.
3 years, yeah.
Oh, it's a big country.
How long
move.
Did you know him for?
How long did I know him out of the 3 years? Let's see, about...
Just how long did you know him for?
Yeah, not a total of 18 and a half days.
Don't get a percentile.
You talk like Crispin Glover.
We were together about a year and a half.
Ooh.
No bursting of the behind, huh?
And he didn't know you were gay?
I guess he got some signals.
Have you ever had a relationship?
No.
Okay.
No.
Had he?
See, he's homophobic, actually. And
this is really then coming together.
This is one of your
other than the hissy fit, what makes him gay?
His homophobia?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, no.
The water's leaking. Hold on a second. I'm following Jay's logic, which is the guys, you know, they do these things where they put these tumescence monitors on guys' penises, and the guys that are homophobic that they show gay erotica to register higher than the guys who aren't homophobic.
So Jay's gaydar is up.
Jay's logic is,
he's going, whoop, Jay, whoop.
This guy hates homos. He's got to be gay. We should start dating.
Mm-hmm. Or join the Marines. I don't know.
Jay is, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, buddy.
Yeah.
What is going on? I mean, this is a fantasy. This is pure fantasy.
No, it is.
Yes. You were with the guy for a year and a half in South Africa. Yeah. The sodomy capital of the world, by the way.
Yeah, that's,
according to recent
that's
statistics.
Some romantic terrain.
Yeah, and nothing went on over there in a year and a half? Nothing?
No, because he's into girls. He's like, he's there in some weird denial.
Hold on, if we keep going, we're gonna find out.
Well, he's close to the Nile, actually. Yeah. You just got to go up higher.
We're gonna find out that he passed away 3 years ago. I think that's where this is, because it could not get any worse for your relationship. Is he married?
No, not at all.
The guy's into girls. He was with you for a year and a half. He doesn't have any interest in you.
Yeah, there is interest. I spoke to him recently, and you know, just the memories start flooding back because I haven't spoke to him in like 2 years since I've been back.
Yeah, see, deep now where
a lot of time has gone by.
Since
you guys went on a
didn't do anything physically.
You went on that room safari.
All right, Jay, this is a mess. You got some issues going on there, buddy.
Yeah.
You're in New York. Plenty of gay guys. As a matter of fact, all gay guys. Or straight guys who dress gay. I can't figure it out. I'm still confused by that town. I see a lot of straight guys with the squared off shoes with the buckles on it and the mock turtlenecks, and I assume everyone's gay.
You're talking about pilgrims. That's totally different. the buckles and the...
It was around Thanksgiving.
Amish.
I got to really figure out that New York. But the point is I know there's a lot of the gays in New York. Jay seems to make a decent living. He's young. He's semi-retarded, but that's not going to stop him from a relationship, and he needs to meet someone on his home turf.
Yes.
And this is a total bizarre fantasy. This guy's never into it.
Yeah,
I don't know why it didn't register as bogus, but it was so bizarre it should have been.
I don't even know if that's true. That sounds like he's been watching Backdoor Safari or something.
It would have, if it was bogus, it would have hung together a little better.
Yeah.
He would have given us a tidbit that they had one night of romance. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the affect didn't lead me astray. You know what I'm saying?
Alex?
Yo.
You got a question for the band?
Yeah. Like, what made you guys decide to get together?
Really, it was... there was nothing to do in our hometown, and we were working on roofs and crap like that, so...
We were in love.
We met in South Africa on a safari.
That's right, on a karate safari. They don't shoot the animals, they karate shot
them. I was consulting a karate team in South Africa, and I was hunting Nick, and... No, we grew up together, and we all played music, because there's nothing else to do in the desert except play music or... go on safari.
I wonder if that's good. I mean, Drew, you know, I mean, if you can afford, if you have money like you do and you love your kids like you do and you take care of your kids like you do, then your kids are stimulated to playing the piano, they're going to peewee football, you're carting them back and forth, ice skating and whatnot. But if you're not, you know, if you have parents that are real working class or hitting the bottle or something, maybe it's better to grow up in a place that's a little slowed down so you can sort of find something and focus on it.
Yeah.
Do you know? You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, I don't know, spending your childhood sitting in a movie theater.
Right.
Or whatever. I don't know. It seems to me that there's places where there's stuff going on. It seems like all the talented people we talk to has had a lot of time on their hands as a kid.
Right. Well, I'm glad we're from there, you know.
And possibly it's the surface of the sun, so they can't even go outside.
Right.
They erupt.
Yeah. Erupt
and explode. You know, yeah, they combust.
And a lot of our friends were into the arts and music and safaring and stuff like that. I mean, there's nothing else to do, and so you have to kind of make your own fun, you know?
Right.
And you really, there's no clubs, there's no anything, there's no youth stuff.
I remember once when I was in Palm Springs, a buddy of mine was driving around in his dad's Bronco, and after we got in a fight in the car, and he got really angry and decided to punish everyone in the car. And he turned the heater on full, and he cranked it up, and he rolled all the windows up. And, you know, the heater never worked. You guys try it during the summer sometime. It never works better. Yeah, I mean, it really works. I mean, when it's 121 degrees outside and it's 1:30 in the afternoon and the sun is straight overhead and you flick that thing onto the red and kick it onto high, it's like instant flamethrower coming out of the thing. It's like, really, it's like just, the exhaust gas just gets diverted into the car.
Curled and...
And it heats up. It's like the car goes, it's like unbearable. It's like a convection oven. Like within about 33 seconds, people were just screaming. The guy's name was Todd. Todd, no, please, please. And he was driving. He was angry. He was revving the engines up, and he's like, "You're gonna shut up now." It's like a madman. "You'll be quiet now. You're not gonna fight anymore, are you?" Like, "No, no, no." And he was like, guys were having to hug each other and prove that they weren't gonna fight anymore. I'm getting sweaty just talking about it. It was really.
You are. You're breaking a sweat. What was brutal. Todd doing though? Was he just hanging his grill out the window, or he had to sit?
No, Todd. Todd.
He's just tough.
Yeah, no, Todd's tough. Yeah, but here's the thing. When you know when you get to stop doing it, you're fine.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in control. You know
when humans know how much pain they're going to have to endure, they can endure more pain. That's a measurable
right.
fact.
Right. If someone said, I'm going to hold your head under the water and I'll let you up when I feel like it, you'd completely freak. But... If they held it, they could stay under the same amount of time and pop. You know, as long as you know you're in control, you're cool. It's when you think we're driving back to L.A. this way, and my fecal matter is going to come out and then fry like a patty on my ass as it comes out.
Potato pancakes.
Like it's going to sear. It's going to be like vodka.
Something's wrong with you, Adam.
That's what I was.
We do bad stuff, man, but something's wrong.
I'm saying
something happened to you.
That was my thought.
What happened with your dad? Let's get into this.
Oh, please. You hear him talk about that?
No, actually. Okay, next call.
Thank God we have to take a break. Queens of the Stone Age here, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Josh and Nick are both here from Queens of the Stone Age. Songs for the Deaf is the name of the album, and it is out as we speak. Also, Dave Grohl playing the drums on this song, on the last song we heard. Is he playing the drums on the whole album?
Whole record.
Yeah, he's playing the whole album.
Hey, he's a pretty talented guy.
Yeah, he's good at stuff.
He's good at the drums. Seems pretty good at the guitar, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gives one mean back rub, too. It's amazing.
The Foo Fighters, good live band to see if you get a chance. It's good rocking. I mean, they don't rock like the Queens, but you know, they rock as good as they can rock with the limited talent that they have. You know, I hope that's how that came across. Andy?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question about my menstrual cycle this month.
Good times.
All right. Good times.
Huh?
Yeah?
Well, anyway, usually it's exactly 7 days long, and it's really heavy, and this month it's been 2 weeks, and it's light, and it's clotting. I'm not in any pain or anything, but I'm wondering if I need to, get this checked out.
Yeah, I have to change. Why not? Just to make sure it's not a cyst or endometriosis or something. But are you on the birth control pill?
No, I'm not on anything. I'm trying to get off of the depot, and I'm waiting my year just to get things regular.
When was the last time you had a shot?
It was a year ago, 9th of next month.
And you've been regular since stopping the shot?
I've been regular since, February.
Okay. It takes a while to sort of regularize after that.
Right, but is there clotting? I mean, this is it's just worrying me because I know that's, a bad sign.
Is there any chance you're pregnant?
No.
Clotting is not a bad sign per se. It just means you're bleeding heavily. That's all.
Oh, it does? That's what that means?
Yeah. Just
why?
Because clots form in heavy blood.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean when the blood is more viscous?
It's just large amounts will form visible clots. Small stuff just sort of seeping out.
Right.
And will not let us soak right into the tampon.
Isn't that nice?
I'm just picturing, I'm hearkening back to being 9 years old, pulling a tampon dispenser out of the garbage can and using it like a telescope.
Yeah. Good time. Like oh, those are the days,
like
man.
Like a pirate, you know? Hey, land hoy!
Arr. Oh, I get that reminds me. So this pirate walks into a bar, and he's got a steering wheel shoved down his pants.
Right.
And the bartender says, "What's with the steering wheel?" And the pirate goes, "It's driving me nuts." And I wanted to just get that off my chest.
It works better. It probably could work for trucker or even podiatrist or rabbi, but the pirate... The accent works better. I mean, the pirate voice is nicer with the driver.
Well, I've been working on that.
And the pirate would say
just,
me. Yeah,
you can't do that. You know, I've been working on that.
Right. I understand. Been crafting it over the years. What's that, Drew?
What was the joke I finally told you that made you laugh? I can't remember the damn joke now.
I probably just threw you the laugh so you wouldn't.
No, that was fine.
Natalie?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Actually, my question is mostly for Drew. I was calling about this bariatric surgery. Like, I'm really looking into it. It seems it's like my only hope. And I was wondering...
This is for being overweight?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 200 pounds.
At 18, to say something is your only hope is sort of bizarre. You haven't even begun to really work with things.
What's
not even
the bariatric thing where they put the little clamp on the...
No,
stomach?
It's a clamp. It's where they actually they divide it into two sections, one being like really small.
Well, there are multiple operative interventions for obesity. And...
Right. Well, I mean, I've been working with this since like third grade, and it's just kept.
Have you ever seen a nutritional therapist?
Yeah.
Not just nutritionist, but a nutritional therapist. It goes into it gets into the sort of the emotional aspects of eating.
Well, no, I haven't.
All right,
why? I mean, have you been dieting for your whole life, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I mean, my mom's a health nut, so it's not
that causes problems.
Well, I mean, it's not like I grew up on fattening foods,
right? Are your parents big?
Well, no, actually, my mom's really small. On the other hand, my dad's side of the family, all except for my aunt, is pretty large.
And this is just something you've been dealing with since the word go.
Yeah.
And you've been eating well. I mean, you know, dieting, exercising.
Yeah, I mean, like, things used to be, like, really out of control. I mean, I was throwing up my food and stuff like
that. So you're bulimic. Now, have you ever...
Well, not any longer.
Bulimia is a chronic condition. Have you been treated for that?
Yeah, I was treated for it. And, I mean, all in all, with the bulimia, I mean, I was bulimic for about 2.5 years.
And how was your weight during that period?
I lost about 60 pounds.
Oh, well, there's your answer.
Well, I gained it right back.
Oh, well, that's because you stopped being bulimic.
Well, yeah, as soon as I got treatment.
Well, if that's what you call treatment, putting on 60 pounds, Drew, I don't know what kind of treatment that is. Natalie?
Yeah.
Yeah. At 18, I agree with Drew. I mean, look, I had a couple quick thoughts here. One is we like to blame people that are fat in society. It's like, oh, come on, you're lazy. Why don't you have some discipline? But you see these people that are like fat. And they're fat when they're in the second grade, and there's other kids that are skinny in the second grade. And all these people, when they go back and show their school pictures and their home movies and stuff, it's like they're just fat. That's how they're born. It's like blaming me for my brow, which I do get a lot of blame for. But it's not my fault. You know, we try to give everyone credit for having sunken cheekbones and blue eyes, and then the fatties and the monobrows. We got to kick their ass all over the playground.
Yeah, right.
Because we got to make it their fault. And I don't think this is her fault. She's trying, but on the other hand, 18 is probably too young to go under the knife.
I would think so.
But don't girls like kind of baby fat and late blooming and all that? I guess we're not dealing with this necessarily.
Well, she has been abnormally preoccupied about this since third grade. that's a problem. She's been bulimic, that's a problem. And now she's a young adult and could really, you're right, that now she's finally an adult, so she's where she's going to be. She can start an exercise program, and yet now she's decided there's nowhere else for her to go.
I think the new nutritional therapist is a good angle.
Yeah.
So try that, and good luck. And Queens of the Stone Age here. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. Love Line, yeah. This close to dropping trow right now, but yeah. Drop trow. Woo-hoo. Don't make me drop trow, Drew. I'll drop trow. Yeah. Woo, man. That's out of control there, man.
Woo, woo. Shake that ass.
Yeah.
Boomer.
Damn, man. Queen of the Stone Age.
Woo.
I'll tell these guys. Oh,
dude,
man,
you didn't even know, dude.
No, I don't want to know.
You do.
I know, man, but I swear I'll drop trow. Drop trow right now, brother. Woo. Yeah, Josh and Nick. You know, I forgot they're staying for just the first hour, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What will you do? What will you do?
This.
Continue. Drop trow.
I'll threaten to drop trow for about another 58 minutes.
Solid. And then we'll talk about the weather and the traffic.
We'll get the traffic and the weather in it, and then we'll get the time in, and I'll do the time math, you know, where I go, it's 11:10, that's 50. To 12, you know, that kills
just
a little more time.
Times four, more, just 24.
More drop trial jokes, and then we're out of here, right? We get our paycheck? Yeah. Hey, we're just like you guys are. We work 2 hours a day, and we get hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. Drop trial, drop trial. We're like you guys. Yeah.
Do you have any applications here at the front?
Yeah, yeah.
Trow, I can drop trow.
You can drop trow, you're in, brada. All right, Queens of the Stone Age are leaving. Woo! So I want to thank Josh and Nick for coming by, and we'll see you in about, 731 days or 37 days.
Plus or four. Minus four. Yeah,
what does
yeah,
it work
plus
out?
Minus four.
I'm trying to minus some and trying to figure it out. So always a pleasure, guys. And seriously, come back anytime. And Songs for the Deaf is the name of the CD. Please go out and get it. Has Dave Grohl, real musician, on the album, everybody. So you may want to get it just for that alone. Just to have Dave back
that's
the skins.
That's why I bought it. I
just back on the skins. And he pounds the crap out of the skins. I swear I'd cry. That guy dropped trauma.
He's just
bang on those skins.
He's just,
oh, man.
He's awesome, drop trauma.
He's out of control, drop trauma.
I mean, if I ever drug binge, see him again, that's going to be awesome, drop trauma.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Holocaust.
Adios. Good seeing you. Come back anytime. And Letterman, the 4th, by the way, is where you can find the Queens if you want to see them live on your TV set. Thanks, guys. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having us. See y'all.
Good times. Good times. Paul?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up there?
I was on the internet and mm-hmm. reading about masturbating techniques and stuff.
Masturbating.
Aren't
you guys
right?
Sorry you're leaving now?
Yeah. Masturbating? Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was saying like something, if you stick your finger up your butt, I mean, it's supposed to help the erection better, but I tried it and it doesn't.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Well, listen.
Now he doesn't care.
No, listen. This is the BS that's out. Most of that's directed at women, as though if they do that, men are going to just go crazy. They're going to love that.
This is
such a lot of crap.
It's a bogus call, Drew. Right,
that's fine.
A hillbilly calling up, talking about putting his finger up his rectum.
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
Remember the...
Ooh.
What was that?
I don't know.
That's gone, too.
It's funny because the commercial sort of started off like a testimonial, but, ooh. What are you doing, Drew?
I'm letting those cars go so we don't...
Good times, buddy. Jacob?
Oh, you have to pull it out there.
Oh. I thought you did it.
You're going to drop trial.
I may drop trial. Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you answer me the first time?
I did.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't hear it.
So. I know. I didn't punch you up. Sorry.
Good times.
What's
good.
Up?
All right. Here's the thing. I work at a computer store. My
mm-hmm.
boss has so much porn on his computer, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
All of his friends are gay, and we don't have that much money in the bank, and I was wondering if, one, he was possibly bi, doing, you know, being how he's...
Well, what kind of porn is he looking at?
It's mostly movies, because, you know...
I mean, is it gay porn, or is it heterosexual?
No, it's all straight porn.
We don't want to know the format. Yeah. We want to know why you thought the guy was bi. We would have assumed it was because of the pornography that he had.
To check that out.
And what's the part about you guys not having much money in the bank?
I was wondering if he is bi, if this is possibly affecting the business. Let me tell you why I think he's bi real quick. All his friends are gay. Like, every friend of his I've met is gay. He almost talks like he's gay. But the thing is, he has three children, and Oof. They're not even in the same city.
Oh, boy.
But Jacob,
yeah.
This guy's your boss. You're not part owner with this guy.
No, but the thing is, I get money from him. I rely on him to live, so this does become my concern.
Did you say it was a computer store?
Yes.
How do you know what's in the bank? Are you doing the accounting also?
Well, it's a small business, and a computer geek can't hide something else from a computer geek.
I see.
And is your theory that he's spending all his money on pornography or spending it on teenage runaway boys for sexual favors? I mean, where's the money going?
That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Why would his sexual orientation have anything to do with his business
acumen?
Well,
like you said, if he is possibly bi, is he spending it on these quote-unquote runaway boys?
No. Jacob, no.
Jacob, is this a real call, or are you doing...
Oh, yeah, I'm curious. It is a real call.
I know, but, you know, here's the whole thing, Jacob. You're like a native who sees the volcano erupt and then starts looking around for something that caused the volcano to erupt, see a virgin over there, yeah, and decide she needs to be sacrificed because she must be the cause of the volcano.
Right.
This guy's got a business. His business is not doing that well, like half the businesses that start up in this country, and his sexual proclivity has no bearing on how the business is going.
No, that you don't know what his sexual proclivity is. Now, what I think you are asking, though, is he a sex addict, and is he spending all the money on porn or prostitutes or God knows what? And that's a possibility. That's one of the sort of defining features of sexual addiction, is you have some consequence, and financial consequences are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a possibility, but that's sort of none of your business if he's got that problem.
Well, I bring in all the money, actually.
Well, then why don't you start your own business? I mean, look, here's the deal, Jacob. You're 18. You're working full-time.
Yes.
You sound like an intelligent guy, and you know computers well. I'm sure there's a good job out there for you. Maybe this isn't the best fit. Doesn't sound like this guy's going to take you to the top. More like you may get on your bottom. And I think you're a little bit too concerned about what this guy's lifestyle is. I mean, first off, the fact that this guy's a computer nerd and has a computer full of porn means
nothing,
zero.
Nothing.
I would be concerned if he didn't. Yes, yeah. Drew?
If
you're bisexual or you're gay, you got a computer full of bisexual or gay porn.
Yeah.
You don't have a computer full of hetero porn.
Right.
I mean, you got to do the math.
Right.
You're either gay or you're not.
Right.
Jacob's one of these, and by the way, Jacob.
Jacob?
Jacob, you need to focus on getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows that.
I know.
We know you know that.
I know you're Mr. Cool with your glasses with one arm missing and the pocket liner. But you got to focus on finding the chicks and a little less time on sussing out who's gay and who's not, and a little more time working on Jacob and why he ain't
getting
laid.
Well, I have a girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah, I've been with her for about 9.5 months now.
Are you having sex?
Occasionally.
No, you're not. No, that's what you need to focus on, buddy. Occasionally. Who are you kidding, buddy? All right there, buddy boy.
All right, good times.
Who are you trying to fool, you young whippersnappers?
Wow.
Occasionally. Listen, I know what a guy who's not getting laid sounds like.
And that was Jacob. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jacob was the guy who wasn't getting laid. I know. And listen, you're 18, you're working, you're living on your own, you're making some money, you've had a girlfriend for 9.5 months. Nothing gets by the sound of the guy who's not getting laid. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care if you tell me you got a van, an El Camino with a shotgun rack on it. I don't care if you tell me you got a prison record and you were discharged from the Marines
the voice
3 years
all.
Ago. I'll tell you whether you're getting laid or not. Jason?
Yes.
14?
Yes.
Not getting laid. What's up, buddy?
Of course I'm not. I'm 14.
That's all right, buddy. You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just thought you might like to hear about this crap. It's Americans for Purity. Mm-hmm. Winning the war on masturbation.
Ooh.
It says masturbation.
Adam's
is
the front lines.
Yeah.
Masturbation is harmless as a myth, when the reality is medical science proves that chronic masturbation causes weakness, depression, forgetfulness, and nearsightedness.
Oh my God.
Nearsighted.
Yeah.
It was always a hunch and a theory, but it had never been proven.
It's too bad that Adam. Imagine how good your vision. You'd be like Superman.
You
don't wear glasses such as it is.
Yeah, I could see through women's clothes. I could see through anything that wasn't lined with lead. I could see through. Yeah, had I not beat off so often in high school. Keep going, Jason.
Also, a question for Drew.
Yeah.
It says that SSRIs,
yeah.
Like Prozac and Celexa,
yeah.
that combat depression that accompanies chronic masturbation, cause people who take them not to be able to have an orgasm.
That's true. That's a common side effect. It can decrease your sex drive. It can give you trouble with erection. It can make it difficult to have an orgasm. In fact, some people are prescribed Prozac to try to get to treat being too quick to orgasm. The rapid or with a minute man can be made
into a minutes man.
To a minutes man, that's right.
Well, I take Zoloft, and I don't have a problem getting one off.
Okay, that's good, Jason. It's fine.
You're doing the Lord's work there, Jason. Yeah. Keep looking for reasons why you can continue masturbating. All right. You're doing fine there, buddy.
All right.
Listen, here's the thing, Jason.
Keep reading. That's good.
Keep reading. It's good to read. There's a lot of opinions out there, and this is an interesting point that young Jason brings up, which is, I think you all, in order to sort of round yourselves out a little bit, should listen to opinions that don't necessarily reflect your own opinions.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, people listen. I wonder about these people. Like, I'll listen to radio shows where the host is conservative or where he has an opinion that's different than mine, because I'm interested in hearing what the people that I'm arguing with have to say and what their argument is for my argument.
And by the way,
and they may have a point.
Yeah, if they change your mind, you've benefited. They've persuaded you of something that's right, evidently.
Yeah.
Of a higher level of understanding.
Absolutely. So go out there and seek that stuff out. Plus, it's always entertaining. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering that if there's, like, any way to increase the size of a penis.
No.
No.
Basically, no.
Shop vac.
But if you are preoccupied about that, it means you need to increase the size of your esteem for yourself. Because when guys are focused on the penis as a symbol of their worth, it's because there's some other stuff going on in their life they're not attending to.
Well, it's because it's small for my age, I would say.
How small is it?
Well, fully erect, I'm 5 1/4.
that would be normal for an adult, right there.
Well,
that's normal.
Yeah,
that's normal for an adult. That's average, right there.
Well, we haven't seen one of these studies in a while. Maybe it's because of the recent earthquakes in Japan.
They're never over 5.5. They're never.
It's like they're literally 5.3.
Yeah.
Which is really right around 5 1/4.
So relax. But the fact that you're preoccupied about it suggests there's something wrong with your self-esteem.
So it's pretty normal.
Brian, yeah.
You're not hearing me.
You're fine.
It is exactly normal.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You got another question, weirdo?
Oh.
I miss those guys.
I do. They're great.
Yeah, and listen, women want a guy who can handle himself orally anyway. The penis is nice, but the tongue. Let the tongue do the talking.
Yeah.
You get that, Drew?
I got it.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that you?
It's my cell phone.
Come on, Mr. Professional.
Unacceptable.
Can't you vibrate?
One time in 7 years my cell phone is wrong.
It's the only time it's gone off during the show.
Well, who's calling me?
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be over the show. I know it's a jackass from the car dealership.
Oh, no.
Who else will be calling me? This will be great.
Ready?
Hello? Yeah.
Is it?
It's Patton Oswalt, the comedian.
That's good. All right, good time.
Many would argue with that. Patton, I'll tell you what. Are you near a radio?
Don't you have, for the F word came right across the damn radio. Yes, I heard it loud and clear. All right, let me take a call. What do you deal with him?
Well, no, just listen to the radio. I'll talk to you through the radio. Oh, okay. All right, that's why you're calling. Hey, Patton, can you call me? call me in 5 minutes. We'll go to a commercial break. All right, but you got to call me in exactly 5 minutes. All right. Okay.
Right, hey, Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt's never called me in his life. He's a comedian. He's been on the show a few times.
Good time.
He's on Crank Yankers. He's funny, actually.
Connor, what's up?
When I was 6 and 7, it was somewhere around there. I know I was in 2nd grade and 1st grade. I had a cousin live with me, and he molested me. And that went on for about, 2 years.
I'm confused. Is this still Patton?
Yeah, this is him right now.
Who's called Patton?
In. Relax. Keep going.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it stopped, and then, I think when I was about 9, I have a, someone who lived across the street. He's moved now. He molested me till the last time it happened was St. Patrick's Day this year.
You know, I was thinking about this abuse thing and why it is we other victimizers can pick out the kids that are good targets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've finally come to understand this a little bit. The one thing that being a victim renders someone is helpless.
Right.
And when someone is helpless, as a child, a certain chemistry of helplessness kicks in where they learn to dissociate. They paralyze when they're threatened with some sort of impending victimization.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who really is helpless, can't defend themselves, is defenseless.
Right.
You can kind of sense that about people.
Right.
And so a victimizer probably looks around for, the defenseless ones, and pow, on they go.
Yeah, and you don't have to try to put your hand down their pants to figure out whether they're defenseless or not.
Yeah.
There are other little tests.
Right, and these guys are exquisitely sensitive to all that.
Connor, what's going on?
Yeah.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just funny.
Oh, not that funny. So here's the thing. You want to get some help?
Well, I talked to my parents when it happened on St. Patrick's Day. We did the whole court thing, and I don't know. I just feel like it's screwing me up in every way. It never really bothered me before, but now it's bothering me in my dreams. And
it of course has to affect you, and it's normal that it sort of surfaces at some point.
Yeah, and
you went to court about this?
And the weird thing, he got off with 3 years probation.
Yeah, but Connor, that's not going to help you. That's going to prevent other people from getting abused.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go have some treatment for what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
I was also wondering, when this all happened, the most recent time, he introduced me to alcohol, and ever since then, I got in a lot of trouble with that stuff, and I've been chronically drinking. I've been drinking alone with
All right, look. You obviously need treatment for multiple reasons. You're a trauma survivor. You're now becoming alcoholic at a young age. You've got to get treatment immediately.
What 15-year-old says he introduced me to alcohol?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're 15, it's isn't it he gave me some wine? He introduced me to alcohol?
Yeah.
That's almost a victimizing way of describing it.
Right.
Because if you say...
He's using the third person.
Yeah,
it's like he introduced some alcohol to him.
Right.
Rather than we got loaded.
If you say, the guy gave me beer, that doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
But I was sort of unspoiled than Lily mm-hmm. White, and then he spoiled me.
Introduced an infecting agent.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is yeah. into this mm-hmm. my ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting choice of words. All right, so Connor, please get yourself some help, buddy. Tony?
Yeah.
You're 23?
You got a call coming in.
No,
we
got to keep going until Patton Oswalt calls again.
Oh, my God. All right, Tony, what's up?
Unacceptable.
Well, it's really a small problem. I got feelings for this girl. I'm a little nervous.
All right.
I got feelings for this girl who lives in my building, and basically, it's like, she doesn't even know I'm alive.
Yeah.
Hmm. What do I do?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Has she got a boyfriend?
Single. She's 18, too.
She's 18.
And what do you do for a living?
Nothing. I'm on SSI.
What are you on disability for?
Social Security.
For what?
I'm on Social Security.
Why?
I'm handicapped. I don't want to go into that right now.
We got to get into it.
Listen, if you want to know how this is going to work, we need to know something about you.
Okay, I'm bipolar with an anti-destructive disorder.
Anti-destructive?
Uh-huh.
That sounds positive. I wish more people were anti-destructive. Or did you destroy your aunt?
No, it's like I can destroy things and not even think about it.
Ooh.
Attachment disorder.
Well, maybe that's Patton calling.
All right, hold on a second.
Hold on there, Tony. We got to take a quick break. I got to get the cell phone, and we'll get back to Tony and his anti-destruction policy after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Let's hop back to the phones and
see. Tony. We were dealing with Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Tony with the anti-destructive. You could use a little bit of that anti-destructive gene right now.
Tony is on SSI and living off a dole and 23 years old. Likes a girl in this building, Tony.
Right.
Right. But here's the thing. How are you doing in your life?
Well, I haven't lost my temper in almost a year. Well,
that's good.
What happens when you lose your temper?
Sort of like blackout, space out. Wow. I don't know, this way from that.
You're gay.
And what kind of things do you do?
Huh?
Why is he gay?
I'm not gay.
Trying to piss him off. Oh, I see. Adam's trying. Okay.
Hey, Anderson, please.
And what do you do when you're in these fugue states?
It's like, if I'm in a fight, the next day I don't know who won the fight. I don't know.
But what do you do when you're in these states? What do people tell you you do?
I just go off. It's like I lose it.
And you lose it. Okay. Shocking. It's a total revelation. Drew, where's my scratch pad?
Yeah.
So, are you working toward, you know, getting off the SSI and getting back to work and that kind of stuff?
Well, according to the courts, I can't.
Ever?
Hmm?
You can never go back to work?
Never.
You can't start a business and run it out of your own house or anything like that?
Nope.
No. Okay.
I don't know how that happens. How they feel prevented from making them.
How old were you when they made the decree that you could never, ever work again?
About 20. No, not 20. I was like 18.
18. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'd love to get that judge.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great, Drew?
Yeah.
From this day forth,
you will not be allowed.
Okay, do you have a counselor that you see?
I did.
Are you on medication?
I'm on medication.
Whoa.
What the? Hold on a second. Anderson, remember the part where you're trying to anger Tony and we told you to stop it?
He didn't hear it.
Please. Jesus Christ. Anderson's like entertaining himself in the booth there.
I guess we're not entertaining enough, the problem.
All right.
All right. Well, Tony, look, she has not seen you. She doesn't seem attracted to you. You can always try to find a way to sort of make some small talk with her, but it sounds like she's sort of not going your direction. You can't make one.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, Tony has a lot to offer, young lady.
I understand. Yeah.
That never having to work again decree passed down from the judge. Tony, I would say baby steps here, brother.
Yeah.
I would say strike up a little conversation in the elevator. Don't move too fast. You're not going anywhere.
But don't expect that necessarily, you know, just by talking to her, she's going to be magically attracted to you the way you are to her.
Yeah. Have a little conversation with her, and you know, like a dog. Let her sniff the hand a little. Don't go running after her.
And if you're getting really preoccupied about her, that's just a sign you need to go out and meet other people, have some friends, maybe date a little bit, find a way to have a social life.
Right. Right. Samantha?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I've never had sex before, and some of my friends told me that even if I've never had sex, I should go see a gynecologist. And my mom is saying, no, you don't have to.
At 21, it's not a bad idea. You're not at the same risk for cancer that a 21-year-old would be had she had sex, but it's important health maintenance, absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to know because I have asked some gynecologists, and some of them tell me absolutely not, and some of them have said yeah.
Well, what's up that you never had sex at 21?
Nothing. It's not like I planned it, like saying, oh, I'm not having sex till I get married. That never happened. I just haven't found the right person, and I'm not looking for it either. I'm just like...
You've had gynecologists tell you, no way, do not have an evaluation at 21?
No.
Well, that's what you just said.
Huh?
You said you talked to some gynecologist who told you, no way, do not have an evaluation.
Yeah, because that was my mom's gynecologist, and I was just in the waiting room, and I was just like, well, you should ask him if I should come in and get checked out.
That's what she said then, was no way.
Yeah.
Go to the gynecologist, get a checkup. Couldn't hoit, as the old Jews say. But more importantly, what's going on in your life? You're living at home?
Yeah, I am.
Going to school?
Yeah, I currently started... junior college.
Shocking. Shocking. And a little weight problem, perhaps?
No.
What's going on with the boys?
Well, the last boy that I was, like, into, he moved away to college. And, I mean, we don't want to have a long-distance relationship. Well, he doesn't want to have a long-distance relationship. And he comes down here, like, every now and then. And I don't want to get involved in something that's going to hurt me, you know?
Right.
Like
that's smart. And you were involved with him 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
No. No, this was like last year.
All right.
And he started school in last September.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. I love you guys.
All right. Take care there, baby.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. hey, you want me to put you on my list?
No, it's okay.
You've been snuffed, Adam. How dare you?
You're 18. I could do you up tomorrow.
You're leaving town tomorrow. What are you talking about?
You're over 18 is what I'm saying.
You're leaving town tomorrow, dude.
I'll be back the 9th. But I got openings. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. No.
I can't believe this.
No.
You don't want me to have sex with you?
Nope. I don't need any favors.
Well, it's not a favor.
Well, it's not a favor. It's a service.
Oh, okay.
It's like the guy who reads your meter. He's not doing you a favor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
Important function.
Important process, yeah. Hey, baby?
Yeah?
I'll tell you what. You give it some thought.
Okay, I will. I'll sleep on it.
You sleep on it.
Okay.
All right.
Good time.
All right, good time. How dare she? Can you believe that? She may have had a tumor, Drew. She may have had neurological problems.
She has to get checked out, just to be sure, you know?
Yeah. She needs to be checked out. She needs a PET scan as well.
Is this Eric or Enrique, or what is this?
No, it's Eric.
Eric.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Drew, much props. Adam, love your shows.
God love you, Eric. 22 years old.
Yeah, I had a little accident at work a couple weeks ago where I worked for an ambulance company, and a patient was a 5150 who was basically crazy.
He kicked you.
She actually punched me and then grabbed right in the groin area.
Whoa.
Punch and grab, huh?
Yeah, and this was, you know, big lady.
5150 is meaning being held against her will.
A 72-hour protective hold.
And
I don't know what she did, and frankly, I wish we had more people that help. It hurt like hell, as you can imagine. But she didn't get a hold of my testicles, but she did hit him. She initially hit him. And then she grabbed the groin in the air next to it. And after I got over the initial pain, one of the doctors in the ER overlooked me and said, I'm all fine and everything.
you know, about a week later I'm at home, you know, and I'm looking down there to see if there's any, you know, damage, and I'm noticing that one of my testicles is hanging lower than the other.
That's normal. I bet it was that way before, you just hadn't noticed it.
Okay.
And it can move, flip around, one can, it can flip back and forth, and it's normal.
I was just concerned about that, because, like, you could definitely tell, like, you know, I just don't want to hear a joke, how's it hanging, you know, that's why, because the doctors all know me there, I don't want to go back.
You might want to get checked out again, just to make sure you haven't formed a cyst or something, because after a trauma, you can get spermatoceles and varicoceles and things.
Do I just go to, like, because... Do I go to my own doctor, or do I just go to, like, a urologist?
No. It's very simple. One of the ER guys could do it, or your doctor. It just take a couple minutes.
I don't want the ER guys to. I see him too much.
They did it in the first place, right?
Well, they did it in the first place. Like, for the first week afterwards, I kept hearing, hey, Aaron, how's it hanging?
Nice.
I'm like, oh, guys, come on, please.
Nice. Yeah, physicians, really? We're great, aren't we?
Well, physicians...
It's like being in the military. He's part of the military operation, so they're, you know...
Smart guys usually have a sense of humor, but not physicians. Or attorneys, really.
Well, because it gets kind of morbid for the physicians that have been making fun. It's what we call backstage humor. And
right.
Backstage humor, if people aren't used to it, people don't like it.
Right. All right. Let's listen to Chris. Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Well, I just want to ask you guys. First, let me just say, Drew, I really respect you, man. You're doing, you know, a really great service to the
community. I love you too, man.
Great, man.
And you too, Adam. I love your jokes.
Great.
But anyway, what my question is, I've been listening to Tom Likas for probably about a year now, and I was the guy that called a few months ago, by the way, to say that, you know, I couldn't get girls. I was the blind guy that called, I was wondering if you guys think that his ideas would help me get girls or not.
Blah blah blah. Well, I don't know what his ideas are. They're about stuff like not spending more than $40 on a date. And
yeah, and like if rules. You don't put out by the third date, you kick him to the curb and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know if those are really his ideas or he's trying to get listeners.
Oh, really? So you don't think he actually believes what he says?
I don't know if he believes it. I'm not sure if he does it. I mean, there's a certain amount of that goes on in all radio shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what his ideas are. They seem a little rough.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you like somebody, you could go out on more than three dates with them before you either nail them or kick them to the curb.
Right.
Right?
Right.
One of the things the guys
makes
don't...
Makes sense. And occasionally you could spend more than $40 on a date or whatever the amount, the arbitrary amount is. I just hate to have numbers assigned to relationships in terms of, you know, because then you spend $41 on a date and maybe you only get a BJ after the third date, but according to Tom, you have to kick them to the curb.
Right.
Yeah. That's all right, Chris. You you listen to Tom for entertainment purposes, but
really?
I wouldn't
there you go.
I wouldn't use it as a compass to guide my life.
Right.
Yeah.
But Drew is different though. I listen to Drew.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I did another college.
All right, there, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
I'm more and more. how to say this? When I go into audience and ask women what they want, well, virtually without exception, I get the same thing back from audiences and women, which is, we just want a guy to sit down and talk to us. Just spend time. Just pay attention. You know, just be available. Be present.
Boring.
Yeah, but guys, we don't even know that. You understand? That would make a woman happy. Guys are like, well, what? They hear Charlie Brown's teacher when some woman says that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have an agenda, and, you know.
Yeah, but we don't mind doing things that they would like us to do, even though our agenda's, you know, playing.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, women are all different. You can play whatever by ear, and you don't need a rule book for dating.
No.
Fine. Gia?
Yeah, hi.
You're 16?
Yeah, I'm 16.
What's up?
Well, okay, I have this, like, really big question that, I don't know, no one can really help me with, and I need some help, because I just recently went on this date with this guy that I met through this person I met online, and it, I don't know, the date seemed to go perfect, like, we made out three times and everything, and I just don't understand, because he said that he would call me tomorrow,
and he's just not calling. And I don't understand. Every time I call him, he seems like he's so happy to hear from me and everything. And I was just wondering, like, what's up? Maybe.
How long ago was the date?
It was this past Friday.
What's going on in the background there, Gia?
Nothing.
Watching Falcon Crest?
I'm sorry?
That would be the radio.
Yeah, let me lower that.
Thank
lower
you.
The radio.
Man, do we
have I'm sorry about that.
I want to listen for the smoke alarm right now.
All right, Gia.
Okay, well, yeah, and I'm just...
Gia, you had the date 4 days ago.
4 days ago, right.
Hey, Gia?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hang up on you now. And if you hang up real fast and listen to the radio,
you'll
hear me saying I'm going to hang up on you now. Idiots. Idiots.
All right, yeah, let's answer her.
Nah, I don't give a crap.
Because
she,
it
answer.
Wasn't her not to put on the radio. Now it's her friends behind her.
Well, listen. You run with a bad crowd, sometimes you get caught up in some trouble, right, Drew?
All right, Gia, the point
no,
is, it's been
no,
4 days.
No, no.
4 days,
we
got
a break,
not 4 weeks.
We got a break. Right. No answer for Gia. We must punish the innocent on occasion. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Loveline on Alice. 103.3, Burlington's best rock.
Drop trial, baby.
Yeah. All right, let's keep the party a rocking. What do you say, Drew?
Fair enough.
Lillian?
Yeah.
You're 95?
No.
Oh.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, well, I'm not like a big drug person, but... Mm-hmm. I've done weed like 4 or 5 times, and on Saturday I tried sleeping pills. I took 10, and I got like sort of like a weed high, I guess.
Hey, Lillian?
Yeah.
I know this has become a common theme for tonight's show, but what's going on in the background there?
Oh, I'm just watching Tarzan.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Well, she apologized.
We apologize.
Now you can turn it down?
I took like 10 pills.
What kind of sleeping pills?
They were something called with a U, like Unisom or something.
Oh, so yeah, over the counter.
That's over the counter.
Yeah. 10 doesn't, 10 will end up speeding you up, won't it?
Of Unisom? Not necessarily. It could, yeah. I guess Unisom is basically Benadryl. No, Unisom is not, but that would not speed you up so much.
It was extra strength, though.
So, okay, no, so anyway. What happened? Why'd you do, what are you trying to commit suicide?
No, I don't know. I just took them. I don't know. It was stupid, I know.
Okay.
And I took 10. And, it didn't, like, affect me until an hour later, like, or two.
What's the question?
So then I woke up on Sunday. I didn't feel anything. But then, like, towards the afternoon, I started feeling a buzz. So then I was like, whatever, you know, I'll let it pass away. So then I didn't feel anything yesterday, and this morning I went to school, and I just really felt really, really bad. I felt like crap all day, and I was, like, wondering if that's normal or whatnot.
Is that normal? Of course it's not normal. You've done something to your body which wasn't normal, and you're having a reaction.
All right, but you're not going to die. Can you not do this sort of thing anymore, Lillian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you'll not do it anymore?
Yeah, I won't do it anymore.
All right. Please, you've learned your lesson, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. 10 seems like a lot for a 15-year-old.
Not trying to hurt herself, too.
Who's not trying to... I mean, you know, you hear about people taking sleeping pills to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. You sure you weren't trying to hurt yourself?
Hurt myself maybe, but not commit suicide.
Do you cut on yourself?
I cut myself.
Do you do any cutting?
I used to, yeah.
Ooh.
But not a lot, just like 3 times.
Yeah, Lily, have you been treated for that?
No, I haven't.
All right, that's a sign of severe psychic distress. It's time to get a little help with this before you actually do harm yourself.
Jordan.
Yeah?
You're 13.
Yeah.
You want to know if people in wheelchairs have a good chance to find love and happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Is that describe you, Jordan? You in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair.
What from?
I got spina bifida.
Spina bifida. Something you're born with.
You're born with that.
I imagine Jordan to be like the kid in the Bernie Mac.
Why?
No, I'm sorry. In not Bernie Mac. The forget it. Can't remember that show.
Stop trying to make points.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Stop trying to make points or be entertaining, Jordan. How many times have I warned you?
Believe me, I won't. But you know the kid in Malcolm in the Middle, the kid in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Now when you have spina bifida, do you have use of your arms? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm perfectly normal. It's in my legs.
In your legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can draw some pretty good tang from a wheelchair.
What?
He doesn't translate.
You can do fine with the ladies from the wheelchair.
Okay.
It's no problem. Now the other way around is a little bit rough. I mean, when you're a woman who's in a wheelchair, you have trouble getting dudes who are not in wheelchairs.
I hadn't thought about that. You're right.
But guys in wheelchairs, no difficulty. Hey, you know, there's this actress and playmate and all, Erica Leniak was her name. Beautiful blonde. Huh. You'd love her, Drew. She did some pretty big movies. She did, like, Under Siege and stuff like that. She was a Playboy playmate. This totally hot chick, right? She dated a friend of mine who was in a wheelchair before she was in Playboy or anything. She was like, from the time she was like 16 to the time she was like 19, she dated this guy and he was in a wheelchair.
There you go.
And if you picture Erica Leniak at age 17, it doesn't get much better than that.
Okay.
Women are sort of, in a way, I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but women are looking for a guy who is different than the other guys.
Hmm.
I mean, for the same reason a woman, I know this sounds nuts, for the same reason a woman might be attracted to a guy who's got a crazy exotic sports car, because when they pull up to the restaurant, everyone kind of, women might play that hand with the wheelchair. They will not, and there's the mothering thing, and there's the nurturing and the crazy sort of all the women who become nurses kind of thing. And there's many angles. It could really, and there's just the fact that the ones don't want to say no because they'll think it's because you're in a wheelchair.
Right.
I swear to Christ, Drew, the same guy in a wheelchair does better.
Could be.
I would love to see this experiment. But
does better with certain women.
But that's the whole thing. If you have a crowd, a niche crowd, better.
Yeah.
But look at me. I was totally healthy. I couldn't get laid when I was 19. I bet you if I was in a wheelchair, I'd be fine. As a matter of fact, when I blew out my knee and had knee surgery when I was like 19 or 20, I had a cast on my leg for about 2 months. Best goddamn 2 months I ever had sexually. I was trying to invent ways to hump with my leg in a cast.
You actually didn't have a woman at the time, but you're still trying to invent ways to hump, right?
How dare you?
Right.
That's women, right. Yeah. I always had a tough time with the ladies.
Mm. Shocking.
I'm serious.
Shocking.
I'm serious.
No way.
Dude, listen.
I'm going to drop crowd.
I'm totally being serious when I not anymore.
Oh,
now it's a problem.
Yeah,
but before I had trouble with the ladies, I got this cast on my leg, and I remember announcing to the Wheeze at a certain, you know, after 4 or 5 weeks of getting some chicks, I said, Jesus Christ, this is great. It works. Women do that. They're fine. I wish I was in a wheelchair.
You were saying that they like the castrated male.
They do. Yeah. I mean, many do. And if that's your thing, it's not all the women, but all you need is that 10%, and you're in. Liz?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
You had a two-night stand, then spent the week with the guy. And
yes, I did.
All right, that's fine. You like this guy?
I like him a lot, but he's a bad boy.
Mm. What do you mean a bad boy?
He's, he doesn't treat the ladies right.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's enough.
You're not going to be able to magically convert him. It doesn't happen that way. Doesn't happen.
No, that's fine. He's a bad boy, doesn't treat the ladies right. You go find a nice guy in a wheelchair, and we'll be back.
Hey, guys. That's it for the show tonight, mercifully. Adam's on his way to New York. I guess he'll be on Stern tomorrow. I'll be by myself tonight, one of those rare, wonderful shows. And then Adam will be coming in from New York on Thursday. So until then, I will see you tomorrow night. And on behalf of Adam Carolla, mahalo.
This has been Love Line. The official
opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.